Good morning, Horizon. Thank you for joining us, and those who are even not part of the fellowship here but are tuning in from all over right now or later today. I want to say thank you for joining us. Before we dive into studying God's word, let's open in a word of prayer. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this day you've given us. Lord, I ask that you would bless this time as we just fellowship over your word and dive into it together. We ask, Lord, that you just minister to our hearts, Lord. And we pray, Lord, we have a prayer request here, Lord, about John, Lord, and unsaved family members. We pray, Lord, for John, Lord, you'd soften his heart in all the years of just pushing you away, Lord, that he would draw near to you, that you'd draw him close to yourself, and all of our unsaved family members and friends, Lord, that their hearts would be open and soft to the gospel and hearing from you. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for this time. And anything of me would just melt away, Lord, and be gone. And anything of you, Lord, would remain and stay. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we also see here we have an anniversary for the Phillips. So I want to say happy anniversary, Lord, to Doris and her husband for 17 years of marriage to William. So that's awesome. Congratulations, guys. But if you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. We're going to start in verse 14. So Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. And it says, "Therefore," he says, "awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." There's so much in those few short verses, so much there. So I want to talk to you today about walking in light, walking in wisdom, and redeeming the time. These are interesting times we're living in, an interesting season, unlike anything we've ever lived before. And so to ask ourselves the question, how do we walk in wisdom? How do we walk circumspectly during this time? And then how do we buy back time? How do we redeem this time? Not necessarily for our own benefit, our own comfort, but for God's kingdom and for his glory. So the first passage we're going to go to talk about this is actually in Romans. So you can turn to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And many of you probably have it memorized already. It says this. It says, "Therefore, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So I think the first part of this is awaking from sleep and allowing Christ to give you light and walking in wisdom. And walking not as fools but as wise, is each and every day waking up and sincerely from our hearts saying, "Lord, what is your will today?" Surrendering each day to the Lord and asking him, "Lord, what do you want me to do today?" I know that some of you I've heard from that you have a lot of free time right now. Maybe you've been furloughed from work. Maybe you're unemployed, and you've texted me, you've called me and said, "I'm so bored, what can I do?" What can I do during this time? I've also called people and spoken to parents who are working from home full-time. Both spouses are working from home, and they're doing e-learning with their kids, and they're learning homeschool for the first time and working from home, and it's like a total chaotic time, busier than ever. And so this message might apply to each one of us differently. But what does it look like to redeem the time? That first part is surrendering each day to the Lord and really surrendering this season. In the Greek, the word for time in the New Testament has two different uses of it. The first one is you're referring to the time, like the actual time. Right now it's a little after, it's like 10:20-ish or whatever. And that's what time it is. And there's another word for time meaning like opportunity or maybe a season of opportunity. And right now I feel like that second definition is more of what we're in right now, is that we're in a unique season, a unique opportunity as a nation, as a church, as individuals, and to ask the Lord to step back from the situation we're in and ask the Lord, "Lord, how do you want to use this time in my family's life? How do you want to use this time in my life? How can you use this time for your glory and the furtherance of your gospel? Another verse that comes to mind is out of Proverbs 14, verse 15. It says this, "The simple believe every word, but the prudent considers well his steps." That not that we just wake up and just act. I mean, okay, I need to do this, check this box, do these things. But to step back, and the prudent considers well his steps. And to ask the Lord, "Lord, how can we redeem this time? How can this time be used for your glory and the furtherance of the gospel?" So what does it mean to redeem time? What does it mean to use it for God's glory? A couple of thoughts here. One is getting the most out of every opportunity. Is kind of waking up and seizing the day and saying, okay, you know, how can I make the most of this season, either in your life or your family's life? The idea behind redeeming the time is buying it back or buying up opportunities as a wise businessman or as a wise businesswoman to make the most of every opportunity for God's will. And the last part there we see in verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And verse 17, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. To cry out to the Lord and ask Him to give you great wisdom so that you can establish patterns and rhythms in your life right now during this unique time we're in, and then carry those patterns forward in your life and in the life of your family. So that this time is not a time that you're just trying to make it through, that you're trying to survive through, but rather that you are thriving through. That where you are thriving in the Lord. So a couple ideas on how you can redeem the time, some application or some practical ways you can redeem the time. Number one is, at least for me, I have been wanting to reestablish and even strengthen my devotional life. Sometimes the busyness of life doesn't allow me to have as much time in prayer or the Word as what I would like to be in personally. And this unique season has given me a little bit more time in the evenings or in the morning to really spend time with the Lord. And not just a short time, but extended times. And so that could be one thing for you as an individual, as a family, to carve out time to be with the Lord personally, to strengthen your relationship with Him. Another thing that I'd encourage is if you're a family, or a husband and wife, to begin having devotions in the evenings together. Growing up, my dad was an engineer by day, pastor by night. And we had devotions every night as a family. Sometimes it was after supper, sometimes it was before bedtime. And those family devotions so impacted my life. I can think through times reading through the Word where that light bulb just turned on, and I was like, wow, I understand this in a new way. And it was just sowing into my young heart the Word of God. And we read Christian classics, just like the Chronicles of Narnia and Pilgrim's Progress and other books that we read through that just impacted my life growing up in my Christian worldview that we read as a family, to establish that time now so that you can carry that forward when we're out of this season. Another thing that I have seen during this time is it's allowed me more time to reach out to people. Just a few nights ago, I was able to connect with a friend. He and I grew up together in California, and we were good friends in fourth grade, and we're still great friends. And we just had such a sweet time in the Word over the phone, studying the Word, praying together, and fellowshipping. And it allowed us more time to do that, and it was just such a great time. And so for you to think about, who can I call today? How can I reach out? As Paul shared a couple days ago, just how the good Samaritan, how he was intentional with his love. His theology and his doctrine played out in practical acts of love. What are some practical acts of love that you can do now, here and now, to reach out to others and to impact their life for eternity? Another thought of how to redeem this time is kind of how we prayed at the beginning, is for unsaved people who do not know the Lord. Proverbs 11:30 says this, "So the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise." I love that last part there. He who wins souls is wise. Because someone who is wise understands that what we do now can impact eternity, and souls of people are going to last forever and ever and ever. Everyone we see is going to spend eternity somewhere. And so this is going to be a time where you reach out to people, where you call them, you text them, you message them, and see how they're doing. And maybe even share the gospel with them. See how you can pray for them. It can have a huge impact. It says this, old saying, we have only one life, and it will soon be passed, but only what is done for Christ will last. And asking the Lord, Lord, what would you have me do during this season? To reach out to people, to win souls. I was seeing on the YouVersion app, the Bible app that I use in the mornings, and just they're saying that they're having unprecedented people using the app and asking questions and searching like never before, more than ever, and that they're seeing the beginnings of what they think could be a revival just through the use of their app. And that's exciting, that people are really searching right now. They're really asking, and they have the time to do it as well. Their life has been so disrupted that they're searching for answers. And we have the words of life. Just like Peter said, where else shall we go? Jesus, you have the words of life. He has the words of life for us that we can share with others. And then lastly here, to step back and begin to pray that you not only, as Pastor Bill often says, that we not only just, you know, Lord, get me through this, or I'm sorry, Lord, get me out of this, but get me through it. And that we would slow down and say, Lord, I don't want to just survive this time. I want to thrive within it. I want to be thriving during this time. And how, Lord, show me how to thrive. And not only for our own personal benefit, but truly for the benefit of others and for God's kingdom during this time. To love others intentionally. So that's been a question I've been asking myself, to try to step back from the crisis, step back from the media and all that's going on, and to ask, Lord, how can I use this time wisely? How can I redeem this time? And how do you want to redeem it? What are things that you want to accomplish in the lives of those around me? And it can be as simple acts of service as well. You know, just finding ways to serve others in just practical ways. And usually by calling around and contacting people, you find out ways to practically serve others, which has been really sweet. So again, we are here for you as a pastoral staff. You can always call the church office and talk to the pastor or call the pastor on call, or any of the pastors. Please, we are here for you. If you have any needs, and I encourage you as a church body, reach out to each other and ask the Lord how he wants to redeem this time in your life. So let's close in prayer. Jesus, thank you so much just for your love and how you were so intentional when you were here on earth. Lord, you lived with a sense of urgency when you were here on earth, and you redeemed the time. You made the most of every opportunity. We see that so clearly in the Gospels. And Lord, that our lives would be a living testament as well, Lord, that we would redeem the time and buy it back and be shrewd businessmen, businesswomen of the time you've given us, and especially this season, which is so unique. Lord, that it would not be squandered, but Lord, it would be used for your glory in the furtherance of your gospel. So Lord, show us that, each one of us, what that looks like day by day, and how you want us to serve you and others during this time. So Lord, thank you so much for your word and how it encourages us. And Lord, just be with my brothers and sisters today. Bless them in a mighty way. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you have a great rest of your day. God bless you.